Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 19th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny at 6.78 and a quarter. December wheat down 29 and a quarter cents at 8.30 and a half. And November beans up 12 and three quarter cents at 14.61 and a quarter. The beans were able to rally as the crude oil rallied. Crude oil rallied from 81.75. up to 85.36 on the close. So that was about a $3.50 rally. And that certainly firmed up the beans, though the bean oil closed 80 ticks lower. This was all on the meal. Meal was up 760 a ton at 429.30. We did have that sale this morning, but you know, I think it's going to be the last for a while. I think I mentioned this morning that with President Biden saying that he would interfere militarily if China went into Taiwan. Can't imagine that's set too well with the Chinese, and I would think that they're going to look anyplace else for beans beside the United States. Now, this purchase of 136,000 metric tons of beans to China today was that bought before the president made his comments on national TV at 6 o'clock last night? You know, who knows? But I don't think we're going to see much more of it moving forward unless they really have to buy the beans from us. It looks like Argentinian farmers have now sold 6.8 million metric tons of beans. That's certainly going to get wind up most of it into the export market. And one would think that China is going to take as much as they can out here. We had the exports inspections this morning. Corn light at 549. The wheat wasn't bad, 790. The beans at 518, pretty low there. The wheat closed, you know, almost 30 cents lower here despite the export inspections. On news that it looks like Saudi Arabia bought their wheat from Russia. The Russians continue to sell a lot of wheat around the world. We know, as I mentioned this morning, that 165 ships left Ukraine carrying 3.7 million metric tons of agricultural products. So it looks like the world, for the most part, is getting their wheat elsewhere. You would have thought maybe with the dryness out west, maybe we would have had a little support for the wheat here, but that really didn't play into it too much, though I would think we could see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. You know, again, I think Putin's comments about ending the agreement with Ukraine was a bunch of nonsense. I think he continues to use his statements to move these markets around, and I personally think he's making a fortune out of trading wheat, if nothing else. We'll get crop progress at 3 o'clock. They're looking for the ratings to be a little bit lower again. At this point, I'm not sure it makes a whole lot of difference. We know that the soybean stocks are tight. We really can't afford to lose any real beans out here. But again, you know, is the export numbers they have for beans, are they going to be the numbers that we wind up with during the year? I'm not so sure about that. The Dow Jones did manage to rally from being about 250 lower. It's now 184 higher. The stock market was able to rally as the crude oil rallied out here. But overall, I think the market's going to be very concerned about the interest rate raise on Wednesday. It's going to be 0.75 points. That would be my guess. I don't think they'll go to a full point, though some people seem to think that's possible out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEAD.